Hey, yo, what is going on, FCP fam? Welcome to a brand new episode of Full Court Press, a podcast by basketball fans for basketball fans. I'm your host, Bonnie, and I am joined by the homie and the co-host, Mr. Felix Alvarado.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. If you guys are new to the show, we're just two Toronto natives that discuss hoops on a weekly basis. And for those that have stuck with us since day one, we love and appreciate each and every one of you. You know, this past season, the Nuggets won the championship. We kept up with basketball, but, you know, our last season was essentially a Lonzo Ball type of season. You know what I'm saying? You know, kept us all in the dark. We kept y'all in the dark. So to make it up to you guys for being absent for so long, we have a surprise announcement at the end of this episode. So listen through this episode all the way through. You do not want to miss out. All right. Don't forget to subscribe to the show and download episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune into your shows. This is episode 48, The Reset. Let's get it. I want to talk about this offseason. What are your thoughts on this past offseason, this past summer? Break it down for everybody.
It's wild, bro. I think this season, actually, because, you know, the free agency side, there were not many glorious free agents, really, you know?
Yeah.
So what made the whole offseason great was the trades. You got the Trailblazers, the Celtics, the Suns, and the Golden State Warrior. They're all winners, bro. Those are the winners. Oh, the Bucks got Dame.
I was hoping you'd say that.
We all thought Dame was going to go to Miami. And that whole drama that came with that, you know, how he forced his way out. Everyone called him a hypocrite because, you know, he always spit, you know, I'm loyal and whatnot. But, you know, I feel like everyone did understand his point of view. But they still called him a hypocrite because of that, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, how the Trailblazers was very stubborn of what to get more what they... get more than they settle, to be honest, right? Because you see a lot, actually, every time a superstar trying to force their way out, a lot of the time the organization is settling for, like, where they're not even close to what they're worth, to be honest, right?
Yeah.
I think Trailblazers is one of those organizations that I've seen in a while that held out and was able to do what's best for their franchise. Yo, they got Ayton and Time Lord. And then you got Malcolm Brogdon coming off the bench, can mentor a little bit of Scoot Henderson and stuff like that, right?
For now.
Yeah, they're obviously going to try to raise his stock by a trade deadline and see what they're going to do, right? He can go to Malcolm can go to a nice contender too, you know? I think the only team I feel bad for is the Miami Heat because, you know, they put all their chips in one hat. They put it for Dame. They let Gabe Vincent walk. They let Max Strus walk. And now they're the same team from last year, but without Gabe Vincent, which is huge, and Max Strus was also huge. That's the only team I feel bad for. What do you think about the landscape and all that? What are you excited for?
I honestly think it's the league reset. Literally, the league is resetting. You have former coaches of the year fired, coaches going to brand new teams. Obviously, Wemby is like the marker, I guess, for this brand new era that we're entering too. Andre Iguodala just retired. Talk about who just got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Dirk, Tony.
Paul Gasol. And then you got Greg Popovich. And then back-to-back, Becky Hammon.
Yeah. And congrats to the
Aces.
To the Aces, yo.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back. Yo, A.J. Wilson's no joke. No joke. Yeah, man. I'm so stoked, man. I'm so excited for this season. Like, everybody is going to have to work on their jump shot and master a high arcing jump shot over Wemby. Like,
yeah, look, he blocked Clay. He blocked Clay. Yo, his reactive time is really nice, you know? And you know, this guy is surrounded by mentors. Like, the famous offseason picture was with him, Duncan, Robinson, and Tony. The headline was they all agreed to mentor him off the offseason. And then you have Greg Popovich, who's, you know, kind of, he looks kind of rejuvenated again, you know?
Yeah.
Because he experienced with Tim Duncan, and now with Wemby, he can get like a flashback, you know? I feel like we all love Greg. We always thought when he was going to retire. And, you know, unfortunately, he said, you know, whenever his wife, but then she passed. And unfortunately, that's gone. And what's left, right? You know, and then you get this guy, a unicorn. Well, why are you going to pass that up? Once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
This I feel like I'm more excited to see him, you know, like during the NBA season. That's all I want to watch, him.
Yeah, that's all I want to watch is I just want to watch him.
He's good for the league. He's good for the Spurs organization. Watch. You know, see how many years it's going to take for Greg to come back and be his tyrant, you know? Holy, the playoff tyrant he is. He's sick. He's sick. And the five new coaches, you know, from Adrian Griffin replaced Mike Budenholzer. Nick Nurse replaced Doc. And now Doc is commentary. Darko replaces Nick. Monty replaced Dwayne Casey. And Frank Vogel replaced Monty. So Frank Vogel with your sons. That's going to be interesting.
I don't like that, man. I don't like that. I don't like that. I just don't, man.
I don't know.
I don't know what's going to happen on defense, you're honestly. Right. But,
both are boys, man, on that team. KD's on that team and Booker's on that team.
Yeah, and according to them, they're unguardable. And you can't argue that. That's KD talking, yo.
Yeah, going with the Suns, before we leave that topic, look at Beal. Beal was a number one option for a long time in the Wizards. So his, obviously, on the rule book, playbook, their best defender on the opposing team is going to defend Beal. Now you're playing alongside KD and Booker, who, what we just said, they're basically unguardable. So you can kind of assume that Beal's on a regular basis going to get the third best defender.
Yeah.
And now that's going to be baby food for him, bro. He's going to have all that space. You know, he's going to get exactly what he wants on the ISO and on the pick and roll, whatever he's going to get, because it's going to be a nice change of rhythm for him.
It's definitely going to be like one of those hot potato teams. Like whoever's hot, give it to them.
Yeah, but I don't know how it's going to work, to be honest. I don't know. Because, you know, every super team always works when the third star is not up to, like, the standards of the first two, you know?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
You really think so? Yeah. You know, LeBron, Wade, and then there's Chris Bosh.
Going off to your point that you just said, who would be the third one out? Paul Pierce, KG, or Ray Allen?
I think it's Ray.
Right? Yeah.
I think it's Ray.
Yeah. It's weird, right? Isn't it weird?
I think it was Ray. It was clearly Ray the first two seasons. Or first season, you can tell when they won the championship, I think it was clearly Ray. But after that, I felt like it was kind of even.
All right, man, let's talk about our Raptors, yo. What are your predictions going into the season for the Raptors?
Honestly, bro, it's just like, it's hard to give a prediction because I don't know what direction they're trying to go. You know, Fred VanVleet left, and I told this, and I said it many times, where you should have traded him in the offseason, in the trade deadline last season, because I knew he's going to walk away for nothing. And that's what he did. And I think Masai, everyone say, Masai, we trust. Bro, I stopped trusting him for a while. He lost my trust. I'm not going to lie, because now what? Who's left? Siakam. And then you get a bunch of other, you know, you don't have a superstar. You're hoping on Scottie Barnes. I don't know. You might say I'm a hater, but my hot take is I don't think Scottie Barnes is going to live up to the expectation that we all thought. I feel like he's very similar to OG. You know, we had expectation for OG, and he's slowly getting there. I'm not saying he's not there. He's not at his prime yet, right? He could get there, but not as fast as we all thought it was going to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just don't think Scottie Barnes is going to be is untouchable. Because you know what? I think we denied a few trades because everyone wants Scottie Barnes, and they're untouchable. I can see why you deny a trade, because you're scared that, you know, they might pull a Kawhi one and done. So why are you going to get rid of your young asset? But he's not untouchable, in my opinion, you know? So in prediction-wise, I feel like they're just going to... I think the plus side they had was getting Darko, and a lot of the players respond really well to Darko. They said really great things about Darko. I think one thing that stood out to me was what Gary Trent Jr. said about he never had a relationship like that with another coach where he wants to know everything about you and, you know, you build that foundation. So it could be a job by Nick Nurse, and obviously it could, obviously other coaches, but I feel like that's the plus side. So I feel like they're just going to play hard. I think they have to. I think they're just going to play hard. I don't think they're going to tank. I think they're just going to be in that limbo. In the play-in tournament. That's it. If they win, they can win, but they're going to go to 8th spot at most. But I think they're just going to be an under 40 win team.
Yeah, see, I think they're going to finish the season like at 40 wins. 40 wins.
Yeah, I think it's under
just
40.
Just at 40 wins, because you're right on, you're 100% right on, like, Darko Rajakovic. This dude, you know, being a defensive mindset from, obviously, the Grizzlies, and then before that, the Suns and the Thunder, and already having an established relationship with Dennis Schroeder during his time with OKC.
Yeah.
So, but this is one thing I want to make clear with the whole Dennis Schroeder signing, is I don't want most Raptors fans to expect Schroeder to be the offensive contributor that Fred VanVleet was last season. And the reason being is because it would go pretty much against what Masai was saying in regards to his focus with Scottie Barnes. Scottie Barnes is literally under the microscope now. This is year 3. Fumbled last season. He's got to show up. OG Anunoby, he's established himself as a decent, if not a very elite, two-way player. But the question is whether or not he's worth building around Scotty. I think we should say goodbye to the old core, essentially. And the same with Siakam. Like, he'll be efficient all season, but I honestly think there's, like, circles questioning him by the end of the season or by trade deadline.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like they put all this ship on Scotty, but he's not going to grow if Siakam's still there. Siakam's still going to be your number one option, mm-hmm. you know? Evan Mobley was the same draft class, too, and he's kind of in that same situation where he won't have that same options like Kate Cunningham, who's obviously the leader of that team, right? All that options or all that opportunities, right? That's what I'm saying. Scottie Barnes is not going to get that same opportunities because of Siakam.
Let's dive in to our bold predictions for the season or your hot takes, whatever you want to call it. They're the ones that cause controversy and conflict and nonsense on the internet. Why not join in?
Okay. Let's go one for one. I say one and then you say one and then I say one, you say one. Mavs will miss the playoffs. That's a hard one for me to swallow because I'm a Luka fan. I just don't think Luka and Kyrie will coexist. And Mavs, what the hell Mavs did on the offseason? Nothing. Their center is still Powell. Bro, they didn't do enough. And Luka and Kyrie coexist? I don't know. That's done. Two ball dominant players. Have we seen one before exist? Coexist? Can you recall one?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So that's, you know, history always repeats itself, right?
Word. For mine, Zion is going to play exactly 65 games to be eligible for awards by the end of the season or all NBA teams. He's going to play exactly 65.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. But yo, he's balling, bro. He's balling.
He is balling. He's looking good. He was looking good in preseason. It's really good to see him run like that.
He is one of those players who just needs a redemption arc, especially on and off court, for real. On and off court.
All right, bro. What's your next one?
Bane steps up big time in Jaws absent and maybe a nod to the All-Star game.
Ooh, so him as an All-Star. Okay, I see that. I see him. I can see him stepping up as like a number one.
And that's just because Ja's not there.
Yeah.
And Ja's not there for the first 4 months, right? Something like that?
Yeah, not until that. First 25 games he's suspended. He's not
that's
playing.
That's because another dumb. Yo, these young guys, bro. These young guys. Oh, sorry, off topic, man. I think another thing that the offseason showed us is how these young guys just don't think. Zion, Ja, KPJ. The other bum in Hornets, the two bums in Hornets, Kai Jones and Bridges, you know, that's five, bro. And these guys should be the
future.
That's a starting five, actually. You're right. Starting five of these bums that don't listen, don't think. Everything's online. These guys are role models, you know. I think that those things happening kind of opened eyes to every young NBA player, you know, you gotta watch what the fuck you do and watch what you say.
Yeah.
Right?
You're goddamn right.
Another individual bold prediction that I've got is that Anthony Edwards will become a top five player in the league by the end of the season.
Wow. That's cap. I don't think so. That's super hot. Maybe top 10, but like low top 10. He has to replace SGA. In my opinion, but I don't think so. Top 10 maybe this season. He could, he could lead in scoring. I think Embiid, Luka, or Harden will be traded. No, not traded. But I think Harden's gonna be traded by midseason, and I think Embiid and Luka might win out.
Ooh,
yeah.
I could see that. That could totally happen, especially if shit doesn't, you know, fly with Kyrie during the season. Obviously, Harden's a problem. Anywhere he goes,
that guy pulled up for one practice and he's chilling back in Houston, bro. Those Houston strippers might have this guy by the heart, bro, by the throat. Going back after the team, after Houston denied your request, and he still went back to go chill. He's Houston. I think he regretted leaving Houston from the beginning. I'm not gonna lie.
And that was his closest chance to the finals.
Yeah.
Closest chance.
And that was his best chance to get the money he always wanted. This guy's a fool, bro.
So my follow-up with the Ant-Man take is that the Timberwolves will become a top five team in the West by the end of the season and will make a playoff appearance.
And that's because why? Ant-Man?
That's because of Anthony Edwards, yeah.
And that's because you're assuming that he's going to be the number one option.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where I think they're going to have a problem. I don't think Kat is going to allow that. Not allow
it? I don't know, bro.
I don't know. I don't think Kat would. He likes Alpha, bro. Why do you think? Why do you think he keeps changing his voices on the interviews?
Like I said, you know, they got a good home record, but we do too.
He likes to be the Alpha. He likes to be the Alpha.
All right, FCP fam, we are approaching the end of the episode, and it is now time for that surprise announcement. Essentially, we are giving away a pair of tickets to see our hometown Toronto Raptors take on the Portland Trail Blazers on October 30th at Scotiabank Arena, also known as the Grady Dick versus Scoot Henderson matchup. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at FCPThePod, where you can find all the details upon entering our giveaway. Good luck to each and every one of you, and we'll catch you next week here on Full Court Press, the podcast. Peace.